It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. Here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to our latest podcast. I'm Chloe and it is awesome to have you out there listening. In today's episode, we're talking baking, Instagram, influencers, outsourcing, Shopify, and a fair few topics too with one lady who I think is going to go great places. Now, without the sponsors, the podcast wouldn't be possible, so please do check them out. This episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Save time and money no matter what you ship or mail with the SendPro Online software. Print shipping labels and stamps right from your desk and access discounted rates for as low as $4.99 per month. Try it free for 30 days and get a free £10 scale when you visit pb.com/masterplan. That's pb.com/masterplan. This episode is brought to you by the world's first pay-as-you-grow e-commerce platform, Shopit. Supporting online sellers of every size, Shopit gives every customer every feature they need to run an e-commerce business from day one, irrespective of their turnover. You can grow your empire with multiple websites, full inventory management, and more, all from one central login. What's more, you only pay for usage, so you can focus your budgets on your growth marketing. Plus, there's a lifetime low 1.6% payment gateway rate for everyone. Shopit really do support growing businesses. Sign up for your free trial now at shopitcommerce.com/masterplan. And now to introduce today's special guest. Ella Rowan-Prestes is the founder and CEO of Fit Bakes, a low-sugar, high-protein bakery. Ella started the business from her kitchen table in 2017 and is projecting 2019 annual sales of £170,000. Hello, Ella.
Hi, Chloe.
It's great to have you here on the show. And I guess I should just warn the listeners not to go to your website if they're not wanting to drool at this particular moment in time.
But they can, because it's guilty-free.
Well, it is guilt-free, isn't it? But your photography and your products are just so delectable. I've had to close down the window of your website whilst we do this interview so as I stay focused and don't just drool at the lovely things on display. But look, I've given our listeners a quick overview of your business, but how did you yourself get started off in e-commerce?
So I had the idea to start the business and I didn't have the resources, nor wanted to go any. I wanted to sell my product, right? I had a product. I had the low sugar, high protein cakes. That's what I had in my mind. And I had the idea to sell. And I just thought, well, if I can test this product with e-commerce, I think this is the best way to see and to prove that the product in the market. So I made a very simple website myself. So Shopify free, there is nothing fancy, nothing paid. Everything was very simple, which is still, this is still the website we have, to be honest enough. We have we were launching the new website in 2 weeks, finally, professionally done website. But until now, it's still the one that I did it. I made the website by myself and I did, and then I started to promote it social media. So that was our start.
And so it literally, you started off in e-commerce in order to test out your market and your products. And then you found it's been a good route for you and you're sticking with it.
Yes. So we started like that and we found that this specific product is very, this is a word that I love, that I learned the last year, is Instagrammable. So people are taking pictures. So it goes and repeats and goes viral and people post and repost not only on Instagram, but also on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. So, and we saw a few advantages on the e-commerce over the retailing route, which is especially for food. If anybody, any of the listeners there, or your listeners, if they work with food, selling food to retailers, first of all, you lose half of the margin because you have to sell for a wholesale price for them to sell for the end price. And that, the second thing is you get paid 30 days, 60 days, sometimes 90 days after you deliver. Whilst on e-commerce, you get paid in advance. So for me, it was a no-brainer. I'm like, well, this is it. I'm investing. It's low investment. You get cash in advance and you get the bigger margin. So well, why would anybody else sell any other way? Then, I mean, the answer comes later, is if you need volume fast, you go to retail, but e-commerce is the priority for us. No doubt about it.
And it's especially important when, as I imagine you certainly did at the beginning, you have a limited supply. If you can only make 100 cakes a day, then you want to get the maximum margin for them, and selling that, you know, 80 of those 100 cakes to another retailer who's not going to pay you for 90 days and who's going to take half your margin is crazy when you've got that limited supply.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so we in the very beginning, of course, it was only me baking at night and on weekends. And then I just was running to the post office to on my lunch break to post the order. So that was in the very beginning, it was like that. After, I mean, today we have bakers, we have a proper kitchen, we have everything. But when it was, it's still limited because we still don't have the factory that we will have in a couple of months. We are going to outsource the production, but still, it still is limited. And you have to get the best you can, especially to fund your own business in the beginning. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of expenses that you don't understand. At least I didn't understand. I didn't know some of the expenses that would come. You don't have all that planning if you're the first time entrepreneur like I was.
Yeah, my boyfriend often says to me, why does it cost so much? I'm like, because it does.
It does. The money that you realize that is like, especially like, I don't know, in food or other business that you're actually like selling a product. It's not only a service or something. You have so much food, so much ingredients in stock. So like if I walk into the stock room now, it's like, I think there is like probably a few thousand pounds in stock over there. And it's there. It has to stay there, you know, because you have to.
One of the challenges with your product model over some others is that that stock is sat there and you've got to process it before it's even ready to be sold at that point too, which is another link in the chain.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it's very difficult. We had a few challenges on that, but I think we have been improving more and more. One is the bakers got a lot faster. The equipment got a lot better, so they're faster as well. The other thing is we realized that flavors that took longer to be made, we dropped them because they were just complicating the supply chain. You know, like you said, like if you have three easy ones to make and one that is very complicated and they all sell the same, just drop it. Who cares? So it's people can eat like, let's say a cookies and cream cake instead of a carrot cake and still be happy because the carrot cake takes double the time to make it and it's different ingredients. So let's drop that.
Such a sensible move. Well, look, before we get deeper into what's going on with the business, let's just make sure we've kind of ticked the boxes about your business so for the listeners to understand. So where in the world are you and where are you selling to?
We are based in Cheltenham, so in the Cotswolds in England. And we sell online to the whole of the UK, including obviously Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, and including the Channel Islands as well. We even ship to those destinations. And we, in terms of retailing, we are now in Musto Foods, which is also a big e-commerce website, the biggest nutrition store in the UK. And we are also in Selfridges.
Very nice. So a couple of wholesale customers have crept in there. And the product, do you just want to explain kind of where your product range starts and ends?
Right. We have, so our cakes, they're bite-sized cakes. And so it's a little, they're all the same price. They all have retail price of $2.99. And they are a little box with four little bite size cakes. And we have 10 flavors today.
Nice. So nice, simple, straightforward, four cakes per box, one price point. I like your streamlining there.
Yeah, you have to keep it simple if it's online. It's like the reason, to be honest, the reason why we have 10 flavors is just because when you sell online, if you're going to offer free shipping above a certain amount, because our cakes are fresh, so they have to be shipped fast, and it's quite big. So we in terms of financials, we had to request the minimum order to be above 10 packs. Less than 10 packs for free shipping. Otherwise, you have to pay for shipping. But everybody wants free shipping. So we had to offer. So we're telling people, look, you have to buy 10 packs to get free shipping. So I have to offer, I think, at least 8 different flavors. I can't expect to have, right? So I mean, so people have to buy 10 packs. It's the only reason. But our best sellers are three flavors. as any other business. I think you have 20% of the products responsible for 80% of the sales. It's just the way it is.
And the key difference about your cakes is that they're protein-based, which makes them very healthy.
Yes, and they have no added sugar. And they are they have a total, even considering the natural sugars, they have a total of less than 5% of sugars. So that makes them, they are even approved for diabetics.
Very cool. And then you mentioned that your current website as we record, which isn't the website that everyone listening is going to see, but that one's a Shopify site you bought yourself. When you've gone out to have this new site built, did you stick with the Shopify platform but just find yourself a good website builder, or have you gone somewhere completely different?
We are still with Shopify. We like it, we understand it, and we stick to it. And people would be surprised how many of the very, very large websites in the world are Shopify. I like it because the way I got used to moving it, because we have limited edition flavors and I want to be able to move it around myself after it's done. But now somebody else, of course, is doing it in a professional company is doing it. But I'll be able to move around after it's done whenever I want.
Excellent. And for anyone listening who's thinking of giving Shopify a tryout, if you go to ecommercemasterplan.com/Shopify, you will find all the past podcast episodes we've recorded with people using Shopify, and you will find a link to get a great deal on a Shopify subscription. Now, in many of those episodes, we have people recommending the key apps and plugins they're using with Shopify. Ellie, you must have a couple that you love, because I haven't yet met a Shopify owner who doesn't. So do you have a couple of apps or plugins you'd like to recommend to the listener?
I do. I'm looking at the names here. There are, well, the loyalty points one. I have to find out what the name it is right now.
I love the, whilst you're looking for that name, I love the fact that it's so often with a Shopify retailer, you have these plugins that you love, but they do such a good job, you forget what their name is.
I don't know the name exactly. I'm trying to look.
Because they're just doing it, yeah. But it's so often the case that the name gets forgotten because it just does what you need it to do. So
we have one that is the Bundle Builder is one that is to make so you build your own box. So basically it's a pick and mix. So we're telling people, look, our box costs £25 with 10 flavors in it and free shipping, but you just choose which flavors you want. That's one. The other one is a recurring order one, so like a subscription one. So if people want to subscribe it, and then there is the loyalty box one. I'll find it a bit. Loyalty Lion is the for people to accumulate points and then change it when they get to this many points, they change it for a free pack or whatever, something like this.
And what was the name of the one you used to do your subscriptions?
It's Subscriptions by Bold, B-O-L-D. So that's the Builder Box feature that they have in there.
Awesome. And how many of you are there in the team running this? Because you mentioned you've got some bakers, and then there's you who does a lot of bits and pieces. So who's doing what in your business?
So we have four bakers. And one head baker and three assistant bakers. And we have a social media assistant as well. And me doing everything else. And my husband helps me part-time he's very good on sales. So he's on the sales, on the retail part of things, not on e-commerce.
Very nice. So the key people in the key places there.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to keep, well, you have to do as lean as possible, isn't it? That's what startups is about. It's can't go around and about, at least we can't go around and keep like hiring people. Well, of course we have people like that are doing things like consultant. We have one consultant that works for us with some key advice. She is a former Mr. Kipling marketing person. Yeah. And she's doing a couple of projects for us as well, because in our new line that we are launching. And there is somebody else that is does helps us with the PR, which is not like she does the PR for us. What she does is we do a very interesting thing. It's called the responsive PR, which is basically she like selects, she goes to Twitter or to any social media. She selects everybody that would be looking for articles like you about people like me, about companies like us and whatever. And she sends the links to me every day. So I pay her a small monthly fee and she sends it. Then I answer the journal request, let's say.
Because that's how we ended up chatting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah. Proof it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's brilliant.
And you mentioned earlier that you're about to outsource production. Was that right?
Yes, correct. We are, yeah.
And will that mean you don't have any in-house bakers anymore? Are you outsourcing the whole thing or are you still going to be doing some levels of kind of development in-house?
The intention is to outsource the whole thing. I am conscious that we're not going to be able to do this at once. But yes, we want to be completely outsourced for many, many reasons because the factory has the capacity to produce larger items. And also there are some certifications that these large factories have that we wouldn't be able to reach from here, from our small kitchen. It's like you have to have these certifications allow you to sell, like, let's say to airlines, for example, or to retailers, larger ones, to be able to sell for Tesco or Sainsbury's. You have to have some kind of certification that you cannot get in a, like, let's say, a semi-professional kitchen that we have now. We are on our limit here already. So
very cool. And of course, that, I guess, is going to give you a lot more flexibility in terms of growth as well.
Yes. So that's the idea. Because these guys, they already produce to very, very large clients. They produce to supermarkets and to coffee shops, like the level of Preto Caffè Nero. So this level of coffee shops. So we want to... So they already have these distribution channels as well. So it's a lot better for us. Like you can't be able, like, expect to do everything yourself. So if you are in a factory like this, you outsource the production, then from them it's going to go to a fulfillment agent to ship all the e-commerce orders and somewhere else to ship the wholesale orders. And this way we're going to even be able to deliver same day orders to some clients and next day orders for most of the clients.
Wow, it's almost a no-brainer improvement, isn't it?
Exactly. And the costs go down. So, I mean, why would you stick to keeping doing it? I think the main thing is we should stick to our strengths, focus on our strengths. And I have a 20-year background in tech and marketing and sales and this kind of stuff. I never manufacture anything. So that's clearly not my strength. I would be very, like, let's say, I don't know, naive to try to be efficient on something that I never did before. So I think let's leave it to the people that know how to do it and outsource it. That was my thinking.
Such good thinking too. Now, you mentioned about how social media is important to you and it's the one other team member you've got other than yourself, the bakers and your husband working on the sales. So Instagram got you started. Is Instagram still where you're focusing the social media work?
Yes, Instagram is still... 80% of our sales still come from Instagram. Yeah, it's massive. We went viral on Instagram quite a few times. I think it's for us, it's just a perfect channel. We did aim for it as well. In the beginning, it was kind of like, oh, let's see where it works. And it worked on Instagram. I said, well, let's stick to it. And even when we designed our new packaging, which is our current packaging for the products, which we've been with it for like a year already now, we designed the instructions and the that we asked for the designers was like, I needed to look good on social media. He's like, oh, where do you want to be? I said, I want to be on Instagram. I want it. It has to be look good on social media, and people has to be easy to take pictures of it. So that was the whole pitch for them, and it worked. So we focus on that. We work with over 700 influencers. So we have so far in our list. We don't pay anybody. We don't pay influencers because we don't want to be them to give opinions attached to any payment. We want them to give their honest opinions. You know, if you like it, post it. That's what we ask. And our cost is the free samples, which we do send a lot of them. But we don't pay for the post itself. We never did. So, yeah, that got us where we are now.
And you've got on your website very prominently your ambassadors, which I guess are kind of your number one set of your top influencers.
Yes. So when we find an influencer that gives us an extremely good return, because we track the return. So basically the way it works is we contact the influencer first time. hello, would you like to review our products, whatever. We send the box, they post their opinions. Most of the time they do. And we monitor the results we get from it, like how many likes or how many access on the website and how many comments or how many sales we got up to this many minutes or hours after the post was up or from that influencer. When it's stories, it's harder to track, but the posts, we do it. And we classify our influencers. That's we have the 700 there in a very large spreadsheet, in an Excel spreadsheet there. And they're classified in from 1 to 3, being 1 very good and 3 not worth repeating it. So if we get a lot of sales and a lot of likes, they go to 1. If then 2 or 3, I wouldn't send another box to them. If you get a 1, we might contact, probably we'll contact you again in 3 or 4 months to send another box and we have a limited edition or something. And when an influencer like just blows it out of the park, just goes like amazing results, like there are literally influencers that they post 1 post and we get an order every 10 minutes. Like it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Those ones, we just go back and say, would you like to be our ambassador? Would you like to be with us, you know, to be part of the team? And all it happens is that we send them a box once a month to all the ambassadors, and we promote them on social media as well. So it's a cross promotion. So we repost their posts, we repost their stories, and we, you know, we have like a, but again, they're not paid. It's just an exchange. They're not paid in money, let's say. They are
getting paid in cake. Sounds quite cool.
Exactly. Not bad.
I love it. I think you've just given the most thorough explanation of how to grade and review your Instagram influencers I've ever heard. So that's awesome. Thank you for that. That's gold dust for the listeners. And we mentioned very briefly subscription. Is subscription e-commerce a big part of the future of the business, do you think?
We want to invest in that, because so far in the old website that we had, the subscription wasn't, I didn't manage to do a good job. That was all my fault because I did it myself. I didn't manage to do a good job there. But now that the website is being done by somebody else, that was one of my requests. One of my focus was like, I need to focus on that because that's recurring sales. You can't, you know, it's gold dust. So we want to promote that. And I'm even looking to hire a consultant in that area to help me with subscriptions, because it's a business. It's a different business, and you have to focus on it. You can't just like expect somebody to keep buying your products just because they're good. That's not good enough. You have to keep them interested and motivated, and give them something free, and give them an advantage each month or something. So I think I need to learn something about this.
Yeah, it's very similar, but it's very different. And I think it's often that a lot of people go, oh, subscription, excellent, recurring revenue, I don't have to do that much. But in reality, retention is something you have to put a lot of effort into. And of course, getting someone to sign up to a subscription is more difficult than getting someone to just sign up to buy a single product.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And we have clients here that they do buy more than once a month. And I have a few of them that they have subscribed, and now they unsubscribed, and they continue to buy once a month. So that shows how bad I am in this. Why is that? She wants to buy it. She just doesn't want to be, I don't know, compelled to buy. I don't understand. I have to learn more about this. It's just in front of me, isn't it? It cannot be that hard. So
I see a customer survey in your future.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the advantages of e-commerce and Instagram, isn't it? Like when I have some doubts, I just put in a story, one of those Instagram polls. You wouldn't believe the amount of data you get out of there. Like our new flavors, our limited editions, and our even like which pack do you prefer, this one or this one? So everything was chosen by the customers. And when they choose it, once it's launched, they feel like it's theirs. So they buy it. It's you can't buy this kind of advertising. It's just amazing.
It is a phenomenal platform when you use it right, which clearly you are doing. Now that I've got one last thing to ask you before we head into the top tips, which is, you mentioned earlier on that, you know, you used to be baking in the evenings and running to the post office in your lunch breaks. What point was it? Because I know a lot of the listeners are in the scenario that they've got a full-time job and then they're running an e-commerce business as well. What What was the point at which you knew you had to quit the job and focus on the business?
I think when I saw that the business was not growing more because of me, because of a limitation of my own time, I said, that's it. That's it. I can't. It was a combined situation of that. And also I saw the business was doing well and it was growing so much. And I said, I think this is it. I can do it. I was very scared. I mean, it's no reason to lie here. I've been employed for 20 years. I was employed at the time in very large companies, global companies. You know, I'm used to this. And I it was very scary. I thought about it for, you know, a few months. And then I thought, well, that's it. I didn't, one thing that I did, because I don't want to take money out of the company to equivalent of my salary. I couldn't replace it, is I managed to get a consulting contract with one of my former clients. And now I work for them like as a consultant, which takes like a 2 or 3 hours of my day, let's say like that. So that guarantees some income still. So I can focus. And they know everything about my business. They even the CEO of that company even helped me when I was doing my first investor speech. I was like, oh, can I send it to you? He's like, sure, I'll help you. So it's very, everybody knows there's nothing, nobody's hiding anything. But so that was a way. And when I saw that I could do that, I said, well, that's it. So I can't keep postponing it. And also there was something else. FitBakes is a great success because it's the only low sugar bakery in the UK. But I'm not naive. If this is a success, it's not going to be long before somebody else copies me. So if I want to be successful, I have to grow really fast. And I could not do that whilst being in a full-time job. So I said, well, that's it. I either go for it now or I don't at all.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Don't waste any more time waiting in line to send mail and packages. With SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes, you can send packages and mail without leaving your office for as low as $4.99 per month. And because you're an e-commerce Master Plan listener, you'll receive a free 30-day trial to get started, plus a free £10 scale shipped right to your door to help you accurately weigh your packages. Save time and money no matter what you send with this new offer for SendPro Online. Starting at only $4.99 per month, you can print shipping labels and stamps from your own printer, easily compare rates using the online software, gain access to special USPS savings for letters and priority mail shipping, plus track all of your shipments and get email notifications when they have arrived. Go to pb.com/masterplan to access this special offer. Get a free 30-day trial and a free £10 scale to get started. That's pb.com/masterplan. Experience the better way to ship with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. If you want the best opportunity to scale your growing online business without needing to always upgrade or pay for costly plugins, then Shopit is the answer. The world's first pay-as-you-grow e-commerce platform has no upfront costs, can support a multi-channel strategy, and helps you focus your money on driving traffic and sales, which is why you started a business in the first place. On average, Shopit clients pay just 0.5% of their turnover for next-generation tech, meaning you can be selling while you're sleeping. Shopit believes in equal opportunities and making it easier for you to be a success. Get your free trial now at shopitcommerce.com/masterplan.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So, Ella, are you ready for these top tips questions?
Okay, let's do it.
The book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Oh my God, I don't recommend books. You know what? Listen to podcasts. That's my new addiction. This one is amazing. This one is very good. And I was telling all the ones that to Chloe before we started. I just became addicted to it. I think I stopped reading books in the last year. I spent all my time on podcasts. So How I Built This is very good. The Planet Money is very good. Those are the big ones. Founders Podcast is very good. I got some great tips for my business to all of this.
Excellent. I will always take a podcast recommendation instead of a book tip, especially when you say you love this podcast.
I do.
Okay, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Influences. I think this is the best way to get traffic. There is, for us, this was just a no-brainer. Yeah, people that are still trying to do any e-commerce without using influencers, just do it right now. It's so easy and so effective.
Well, you can't get better than that. Okay, the tool top tip then. Maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
One thing that I took away in the office, or everybody here, is that people are not allowed to let's have a meeting and let's everybody sit down and discuss that. No, you know what? Just talk to me. Come here and talk to me. You know, it's just an approach to things. So that was something else that we managed to do quite right. And whatever is regards the kitchen or recipes or anything that has to do with the product, we discuss it inside the kitchen. So, and that gets things solved very quickly because nobody stands in a hot kitchen for more than 10 minutes. So that's it.
I was thinking you wanted everyone in the kitchen to get them in the right headspace, but no, it's because it's not nice.
No, it's the opposite.
I love it. I love it. Anything to focus the mind is a good thing. Okay, the growth top tip then. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
Get into Instagram if you're not there yet, right away. Learn how to do Facebook ads. When I say Facebook, it's Facebook / Instagram, but learn how to do ads right. Because I didn't give this enough importance, let's say, until I took a little course from some very knowledgeable person. And it's just, I couldn't believe it. It's just the power of those focused marketing tools nowadays, they're just amazing. If you don't use it yet, or if you don't use it right, if you're not getting the right results, hire somebody to do it, or learn how, or spend some time in a course learning properly, because it's that will grow your business. Organic social media and Instagram ads, and then again, influencers.
Excellent. Ella, thank you so much. Those top tips were absolutely brilliant. Great, more great advice for the listeners. Before we say goodbye, could you let them know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Yes. So our website is fitbakes.co.uk. Instagram as well, fitbakes.co.uk. Facebook, fitbakes.co.uk. And yeah, we are available online. We deliver in 2-3 working days. To hold in the UK and soon to Europe and still this year to the US. So bear with us.
Excellent. Exciting times. Well, look, Ella, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. You've clearly got your head screwed on right. So I think you're not only going to hit this year's projected target, I think you're going to smash it. So thank you. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.
Well, that's got to be in one of the top 10 episodes this year so far, I reckon. Such great, pragmatic, sensible advice there from Ella. And what a thorough approach she has to her business. Seeing what she needs to do, when she needs to do it, and kind of doubling down at the right times to make the most of that growth. What a clever lady. I look forward to tasting many more of her flavours of her cakes and also seeing how her business does over the coming months and years. To get your hands on the notes from today's show, including the top tips, links and details of related episodes, head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. And if you would like to become a guest on the show, then just head to that same URL where you will find a link to the application form to be a guest. I'm always looking for interesting e-commerce stories. So please do come and apply. I'd love to be chatting to you. I hope you have a great week. Keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.